When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. We're here with our friend Anna Kendrick. Anna Kendrick is here. Now, Anna, something else that you and I have in common is that we are both fans of an organization called DonorsChoose.org.
Yes.
And for those people out there who don't know what Donors Choose is, Donors Choose is, and you know, help me if I get anything wrong here, Donors Choose is a website teachers all over the United States from public schools in all 50 states can put projects online that they want to do, whether they're art projects or things they want to teach, like you want to teach To Kill a Mockingbird, but you don't have 20 copies. They put that project online on the website, and you as a donor can choose to go to that classroom in that state, donate for just that project, and 100% of your money goes to that, and then you hear back from the kids. You know, you get the letters.
It's great. Again, also, you can choose based on what's important to you, what you...
Right, exactly. And we have the founder of Donors Choose here right now, Charles Best, everybody. Hey, Charles. Thanks so much. Now, something that's going on all day today, Charles, is...
Best School Day.
Best School Day. Check your Twitters. Hashtag Best School Day. And, you and I did something together. It was one of the best days ever for me last spring when, with your help, I and some other donors flash funded every single project in the state of South Carolina. Right. And it was an amazing experience for me. And what's even nicer is that today, celebrities and athletes and business leaders are doing the same thing in 47 states, bring together $14 million, 11,000 projects are being funded, and it is the best school day, okay? All right, let's meet some of the people. For instance, Anna, you did one today. What was your project?
With a matching anonymous donor, we got to cover the whole state of Maine.
Every project in Maine, okay? And with us tonight, I'm honored that we have some other best school day donors. Let's bring them out from Community and CBS's The Odd Couple, Yvette Nicole Brown. Yvette, what is your best school day?
I funded all the classroom projects in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio with an anonymous donor.
Come on out. We also have best-selling author Tim Ferriss. Tim, what's your best school day?
I funded every project on Long Island in New Hampshire and Sacramento.
We are being joined by Twitter founders Biz Stone, Jack Dorsey, and Ev Williams. Gentlemen, what are your best school days?
Boston, Massachusetts, and Richmond, California.
The entire state of Missouri.
And my wife and I funded all the projects in my home state of Nebraska and the city of San Francisco.
Joining us now, the acting... Go ahead, cross guys. No. Acting U.S. Secretary of Education John B. King Jr. Sloop John B., what's your best school day?
I'm representing an anonymous donation for teacher projects in 50 high-needs counties and the states of Alaska, Ohio, New Mexico, and Kentucky.
Our old friend, the founder of Craigslist, Craig Newmark. Craig, what's your project?
I funded the entire state of New Jersey and... and also the whole city of Detroit.
Why wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, Torrey Smith. Torrey, what's your best school day?
My wife and I are funding every school in East Baltimore.
And finally, the starting center for the Houston Rockets, Dwight Howard. Dwight, what's your best school day?
I am funding all the students and teachers from pre-K to second grade in Houston, Texas.
Altogether, the best school day has funded over 11,000 projects, provided 14 million donors, helping 1 million children. That's what we call it. Everybody, the best school day. Let's get the class photo taken right here. Now, before we take it, remember, these are all great people. We're all so happy you're here. But the real heroes are the teachers in the schools. And if you want to give your kids and their teachers in your area the best school day, head to donorschoose.org. Make your donation. Make your choice. All right? Let's take the photo. 1, 2, 3.
Up next, Stephen visits his favorite teacher.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, everybody. You know, a little bit earlier in the show, we were talking about Donors Choose and how, again, last year, with their help, I was able to fund every classroom project in South Carolina in a single day. And one of the things I learned later, and this made me so happy, was that some of the projects that we funded were at my elementary school, the one I went to when I was a little kid, and which is still there. And that really brought back memories for me because that is where my life was completely changed forever in fourth grade by my teacher, Mrs. Katsas. So I went back a while ago to my actual classroom, the one she taught me in, at Stiles Point Elementary on Michael Drive on James Island, South Carolina. And I sat down with Miss Katsas for the first time in 40 years. Jim?
Stephen! Do you believe?
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Miss Katsas.
Oh, goodness.
I'm so glad to see you. Mrs. Keeling is your name now, right?
Correct.
Do you mind if I call you Miss Katsas?
I would love it.
Because you're going to be Miss Katsas for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life.
You were my favorite teacher. Everybody has one teacher that means more to them than anybody else from their childhood, and you were it for me.
You see me smiling. I haven't stopped smiling when you say that.
No, you were my teacher of teachers. And you knew me when I was Steve Colbert.
I did.
So
that's right.
What can you tell me about that 9 or 10-year-old boy who you taught for 1 year in the early 1970s? Who's Steve Colbert? How about that?
One of the brightest students I've ever taught, and very clever. And your vocabulary was beyond. It was amazing.
Please, go on. Don't be parsimonious.
No, I remember, Stephen, that you were quite an avid reader.
I did. I really liked to read. Do you see any of him in me now?
Well, there's still a lot of boy in you, Stephen, in that you really love life, you enjoy people, and you were dramatic a little bit, you know, so the drama still comes out.
You gave me a special test after school one day in the spring, I think, of 1974. I've remembered for many years answering faster than you could push the timer to start it and making you laugh.
Oh, yes.
And wanting to make you laugh again to see whether I could, see if I could make you laugh every time by how fast I could answer the question. You recorded
me. I recorded it on a cassette, little cassette.
This is the original tape.
This is the actual tape.
And I even labeled it Stephen Colbert.
All right, we'll move to the next test now. And this one is going to be on math. Mm-hmm. If I cut an apple in half, how many pieces will I have?
I'll have two.
Okay. A little faster for me than I thought. John had 4 pennies, and his mother gave him 2 more. How many pennies did he have altogether?
6.
You're too fast.
I can't believe you saved that tape all these years.
Yeah.
I hate to disappoint you. I did not have the greatest academic career after you. You were the last teacher I tried for.
But as it turned out, everything came out wonderful.
Everything came out just fine. So the lesson that we're trying to tell you kids out there is that you don't really have to apply yourself.
Well, I think you have
that. We got it. We got it, I think. I think that's the lesson. Before I go, would you do one thing for me?
Be glad to.
Would you give me this?
Oh, Stephen, you are a star.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though. Because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
I survive. You make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.